This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O.
Good evening, everybody. We're at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight for Chi High Boys Hockey Cardinal Countdown pregame show. The Cards and the Hudson Raiders. And here we go, another hockey season. Cooper Fosvik, the king of the block shots, is with me. The former Cardinal defenseman back with me again this year. Coop, glad to have you on the radio broadcast again.
Thanks, Greg. It's great to be back.
And you bet.
It feels good to be at the rink.
Isn't it a special time when you walk into this building for the first time for a season, and I'm sure you felt it as a player, now as a broadcaster, getting back into it. Just love this game.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't get enough of it. You know, I love the culture around here. I love Chi High Hockey, and the fact that I still get to come do this after playing and coaching is a really good feeling, and it's just a fun way to stay in it.
Yeah, glad to have you on board. All right, so Chi High coming off a holiday tournament, Thanksgiving tournament down in Verona, is 2-1. And Hudson in that same tournament is 1-2. The Cards knocked off Verona, the state runner-up last year, 4-1. Then lost to Madison Edgewood, 3-0. And beat River Falls on Tuesday, 6-1. Hudson, meanwhile, losing to both Edgewood and Verona, 2-1 and 2-0. And then beat Menominee on Tuesday night, 5-1. It's early season. Just kind of get a little picture of the team and, you know, game's going to be really tough. Chi High, again, with a big-time schedule, one of the toughest in the state. So if you absorb a loss early, it's more of a learning thing than really something to worry about, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, with that Edgewood loss, yeah, that's a great hockey team that they're playing, for one. And two, I believe that they outshot. And to come out early in the year and to do that and to have a convincing win against Verona and then come back home to a BRC game right out of the gate like that is tough. And to win 6-1 is a big deal. But this is going to be a really tough squad tonight. I, you know, on paper, it looks good for us tonight. But anytime you have a BRC opponent at home, it's really tough.
And the Hudson Raiders, always a tough team, tough program. They come in here with 13 seniors, and they just kind of reload every year. They were at state last year, wound up losing that first game to Verona, wound up losing to Verona in the first series of the year as well. But Chi High a little deeper this year, a little more scoring punch and solid along the blue line, and a new goaltender this year.
Right. I mean, I was looking at the roster when I got to the rink tonight, and a lot of new names on it.
Yep.
And but I think it's the changes that we have are going to be great. I think that this team's going to be ready to go. You know, I honestly believe we've got one of the strongest coaching staffs that you can have with the addition of Bob Thorpe. And
yep.
Obviously Coach Parker, he's forgotten more about hockey than most people ever know, let's put it that way.
38 years for him.
Right, and then Austin Taylor is like a hockey encyclopedia as well. Yep. So they're going to have these boys ready to go tonight.
All right, so depth, they've got great defense, and the new goaltender is Mick Marlowe, who's going to start tonight. And he knows these Hudson kids. He was in the program there for a while. Went over to Matamidi, Minnesota, that won the Class A championship in the Gopher State last year.
Right.
And now here in Chippewa this year.
Yeah, he's faced a lot of good hockey players in his young career. So I'm happy that he's ours,
and
I'm excited to see what he can do. This is, truth be told, the first time I watched him play. So I'm excited to watch how he moves back and forth and honestly, see how he recovers when he does get out of position, because sometimes that's a really big deal as a goaltender. So I'm super excited for him and his young Cardinal career.
All right, well, it's time for our Toyce and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by The Dealer, where you're going to find a friend. Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Coop, what do you think the keys are to Chi-Hi picking up their third win of the year?
Well, I think the first thing, you know, we were just talking about the goaltender. I think playing this Hudson team, we're going to have to give him some help. They're always a team that shoots a puck a lot. So what we can do is we can try to make sure that we don't let the pucks get to the middle of the ice that much. Make sure a lot of the shots are coming from low percentage areas. The defensemen, if they have a bad gap, just make sure you get them wide. Don't let them get to that house area that they always talk about. I think that's going to be a huge thing. The second thing is going to be special teams.
Yep.
Both ways. We know these refs. I think it's going to be called very tight. And I think that our power play and our penalty kill are going to get a lot of work tonight. So that is going to be a huge, huge factor. And then I think the last thing is just, it's kind of vague, but turnovers. If you turn the puck over to these guys, they're going to make the most of it.
Yeah.
They're a super opportunistic team. And if you turn the puck over a lot, it's going to be a long night.
All right, there's your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford. In Chippewa Falls, this Cardinal Countdown. Chi-Hi boys hosting Hudson tonight. We will continue in just a moment from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Stay tuned.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal Countdown from the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight. Chi-Hi boys hockey against the Hudson Raiders, the perennial power in the BRC. Last year, Hudson swept Chi-Hi. Cards losing in overtime over there in the first game, 2-1. Then they came in here and beat us 5-0. And the Cards were defeated 6-2 in the sectionals. Chi High at 16-10 overall last year, 8-6 in the BRC. Hudson at 15-9-0. They finished fifth in the final poll, lost to Verona in the D1 semifinals 4-3 in overtime. Teams losing seniors. Hudson was 7 gone to graduation. Chi High with 3 this year. And got some really strong skaters, good defense this year. You're going to hear names like Jackson Hoym and Mason Johnson. Jackson played at the elite level over the summer, 48 points for the senior. Mason Johnson, the other senior on the forward line, at 44 points. Gus Thorpe, the outstanding sophomore defenseman, 10 goals, 22 assists, 32 points for him. All three of those guys making the All-BRC team last year. And just building, they're more mature this year, and just terrific hockey players. Scott Parker, his 37th season, 438 wins, 374 losses, and 30 ties. And Ryan Singerhouse, the Charlie Singerhouse, pardon me, the head coach at Hudson. In his second year, he was a 2014 grad of Hudson High School and the Hudson hockey program. All right, let's go downstairs, and here is our Cooper Fosvick. Coop's got Coach Parker right now on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show.
Well, Greg, we don't have Scott Parker, but we've got the next best thing, Austin Taylor.
All right, sounds good. Go ahead.
Hey, Austin, you know, we got a tough opponent tonight coming in, Hudson. How do you make sure that the boys are ready for tonight?
You know, it's kind of one of those things where that's on them, right? If you're not up to go against Hudson early in the season, you might just not have it, right? So I think the boys are ready. They look good in warm-ups. It's been a good week for us, but a lot of focus, ready eyes in that locker room. And as a coach, I don't think there's a whole lot you really can do. It's kind of up to the boys at that point.
Absolutely. And what are you expecting from Hudson tonight?
I mean, it's Hudson, right? They're a good, hard, physical team to play against. It's one of those things where no matter how many guys they lost last year, they're going to reload and be a good program again this year. So we're going to see a talented, fast, smart hockey team tonight.
And last thing, what's going to take to get a W tonight?
You know, just playing our way, right? Like, we've liked the way we've looked so far in the offensive zone and working in our forecheck, but really working back, climbing that ladder, getting back in the D zone, and playing good D coverage. And that's just not defensemen and goaltending. That's forwards playing good D zone. So if we can lock things down in the D end and get the puck in the fun zone, I think that's really what we're looking for.
Thanks, Austin. Good luck tonight. Greg, back to you.
Okay, thanks very much, guys. Here's a goalie matchup tonight for the Hudson Raiders. They'll start Owen Pressure. He is a junior, 6'1", comes in with goals against average of 2, save percentage of 8.79. He is 0-2. And for the Cards, it is the senior Mick Marlowe, 5'10", 170 pounds, save percentage 9.56. Goals against average at 1. And Mick is 2-0 with a couple of wins, beat Verona in that first game, and then here in Chippewa on Tuesday knocked off with his teammates River Falls by a 6-1 count. So we'll get our first look on the radio of the senior Mick Marlowe here tonight on WOGO. All right, we're going to turn things over to Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with the starting lineups for tonight.
The center, number 9, Truman Zers. And the wings, number 13, Harry Ross. And number 14, Mike Maurer. The head coach for the Raiders, Charlie Singerhouse. Assistant coaches, Aaron Weichart, Sandy Singerhouse, and Ryan Strapon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we're going to introduce our first youth hockey player of the night. He'll be accompanied out onto the ice by Jackson LeMay. Tonight's first youth hockey player is Avery Wehtel. Excuse me for that. Avery Wehtel. Avery plays defense on the Thunder Might Red Team and is a third grader at Stilson Elementary. Her favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. Parents are Billy and Megan. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the first introduction for the starting line. Starting defenseman, Caden Svoboda, and he'll be skating out with the second youth hockey player of the night, Owen Bloom. Owen plays forward on the Mighty Mites team and is a first grader at Stilson Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. Owen's parents are David and Jamie. Ladies and gentlemen, our two youth hockey players of the night. And now we're introducing the rest of the starting lineup. In goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The other defenseman, number 18, Gus Thorpe. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the wings, number 3, Drew Bovey. And number 8, Jackson Hoym. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, this has been Cardinal Countdown as we get you ready for Chi High and Hudson in boys hockey tonight on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We will be back.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for 3. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another 3. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got a center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
The Cards and the Raiders tonight. Hudson in their home blue sweaters with a white trim. Blue Breezers and Chi High in the home whites with the black and red trim tonight. Chi High 2-1 on the season. Hudson at 1-2. And let's play some hockey here tonight. Should be a fun, fun game in the barn, huh?
Yes, sir. Time to go.
You bet. Cards will start out with a very potent line of Bobby, Johnson, and Hoym, a couple of seniors and a junior. Up front for Hudson is Maurer, Zerse, and Ross, also a couple of seniors and a junior. And here come the Cardinals right away, dumped into the left wing corner, dug out of the elbow from Carter Bobby, and this one's flipped up over the glass and into the netting and out of play. The D pairs tonight for Chi High. They'll start out with Thorpe and Swoboda, sophomore and a senior. And for Hudson, it is Kowalski and Meyer, a couple of upperclassmen there, a couple of seniors for head coach Charlie Singerhaus. Faceoff's going to come to the right of the goaltender, pressure, and this one right on. There's a shot, pressure will stick this one off in the left wing corner, and Hudson digs it off the fence and comes out. Now they'll work it to the Cards blue line. Tipped around, the intercept there. Chi High dumps it in and tries to retrieve in the left wing elbow. Hudson's got it right now. They organize. Here's the breakout. They go right wing for Harry Ross. Ross didn't get a whole lot on it, but it ricocheted right on. And Marlowe makes the easy soft save. This one on the half wall. in the Hudson, the Chi High zone, rather. And the Cards have it. They organize on the D. Banked off the wall. The give and go. Here's Thorpe. Thorpe leaves it off to his right. Gets a return pass. And Gus is in the right wing corner. He's going to climb right in. A very aggressive defenseman. Great hands. Not afraid to go low. And this one's going to be dumped the length of the ice. And chasing it down is Brett Krista. Krista will send this one off, cycles it into the right wing corner, and the Cards on the break right now. Up the ice is Jackson LeMay, dances across the line, and this one is going to be cycled into the right wing corner. Hudson's got it right now. On the break, harassed as he came out was Truman Zerse on that first line, but they still got it up the ice for Gannon Blazer. Blazer's got it, tried to work it on the near post, but it was cut off by Chi High there. And the Cards have it. Here is Krista. Works the backhand up the fence and up and out into the Hudson zone. Chi High on the change now as they go to that third line. This one right on from neutral ice. And Marlowe makes the save. And the Hudson skater came in. That was Ross who came in and roughed up Marlowe a little bit. Man, it's getting rough. With a disagreement behind the senior goaltender, and Marlowe looked a little bit shaken as he got Ross, a bit of Ross as he came in for Hudson. And Nick is going to skate out of his paint and catch his breath. We may have our first penalty of the night here.
Yeah, we for sure are. Let's see how it goes.
Not even, right?
Yeah, I think they're going to take two, one from each team. So trying to keep it under control early. We got Lee Darrow of the linesman. Ryan Darrow is our referee. Scott Switz is the other referee here tonight.
So here's what happened on that. The player for Hudson there made contact with the goalie, and yep. It was a little bit too much. Brett Krista is not going to back down from anything.
No.
And I honestly can't blame him there. That scrum was probably warranted there.
Yep. So. But they took one from each team, so they'll match them
we'll
up here.
We'll see what happens here.
But they could be longer penalty. A little longer for one player. We'll see. As Scott Switz looks up now to inform the box of what's going on.
Looks like Coach is getting an explanation. Coach Parker's getting an explanation, mm-hmm. So I'm a little worried that we're going to get a second one.
Okay. Well, it seemed to me like certainly you want to protect your goaltender, and that's what Brett was doing here. And it was an unnecessary rub of our goaltender from the Hudson players who came in. Now they're trying to sort it out. Somebody's going to have to sit. Must be another penalty assessed here.
I'm guessing that they're going to give
penalty.
They're going to give Chi High another one for instigating afterwards.
Okay. All right, so here's the thing. I told that player to go to the box and didn't go. Good crowd on hand here tonight as we settle in for the evening.
Yeah, a lot of familiar faces out there.
I'll say.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, you bet.
One over there, John Lacoste.
Oh,
he is one of the
Johnny
best
Lacoste.
Hockey
goaltender.
Coaches I ever had.
Yep, great goaltender. So we got a 10-minute misconduct overhearing on both teams, a 10-minute misconduct. So those guys are going to have to sit for 10. Tuesday night, the penalty boxes were filled. In the River Falls game, they took all five players from both teams, put them in the penalty box. It must have been one crowded box.
Yeah, I was in a penalty box similar to that one time, and it was not fun.
Should have had DoorDash deliver something right to the box.
Hey, guys, I'm hungry.
Yeah, you got lots of time and sitting there, right? So hopefully we won't have a game like that where it got into some pretty wild fireworks here, they're trying to sort everything out, and it's taken a while for the referees to communicate that and communicate to the coaches and let everybody know what's going on here. 15:03 on the game clock, so we're just a couple of minutes into the game here, and so doing the math is a tough thing for sure when you have that many penalties and that big a scrum that develops here. So I think we got it all sorted out. They're matching them up, so no time up on the box here, and we're underway. The drop inside the Chi High zone. Cards have it, and they work it out of their own into the ice. Now into the O zone, and here comes Evan Foyles. Foyles into the right wing corner, trying to dig it off the dasher. And it's in the right wing circle. Hudson is pressuring, but Chi High. Gus Thorpe moves in, tips it in the left wing corner. Cards in the back check now. Hudson able to bank it off the boards all the way down and not heavy enough for an icing call. So chasing it down is Caden Swoboda. Swob looks up the ice, wanted Thorpe, couldn't get to it. Trying to go cross ice there and had the cards up the ice to neutral here, and Hudson's got it banked off the wall, and here they come. Up the right wing side, cut off. That was Will Kowalski, the defenseman, rubbed off right there by Carter Bovey. Bovey, a terrific football player, made the All-BRC team this year, so he knows how to throw the body around. And this one is banked up the far fence and into the Hudson zone, and the cards track it down. Here's Carter. Carter's got it right now, works it in the left wing corner. For Brett Carlson, he turned and ripped a shot. Didn't touch the goaltender, though, and ricochets out of the left wing elbow. Back to the point. Sam Hebert's got it. Retreats, backpedals, and looks up the ice. And here's Hudson with an icing call right here. 13:39 left to go, first period.
Well, I'm still trying in my head to figure out exactly who they took, but it's 5-on-5. That's really what matters at the end of the day. And now you can kind of feel the game starting to settle in a little bit. I don't think it's going to get too out of hand.
I don't think so either.
I think
Hudson's
that they kind of dealt
that
with
kind
that.
Of team.
Right.
Chi High's really not that kind of team. They take 3 or 4 penalties a game, but that's about it, you know. All right, the drop in the left wing circle. Scrum along the wall right here on the half boards, and it's going to be Brett Krista muscling the puck, the rock into the left wing corner, and a battle as it comes around into the right wing elbow. This one is fired on the goal line. Hudson's got it, banks it off the wall. Brett Krista backed up. He's got some pressure right now from a couple of Hudson players. Beat him back on a track meet right there, back to his own zone. Now we got a 2-on-1 developing. Can we make it happen? Here's Foyles. Evan Foyles was dropped on the check by the Hudson Raiders, and it's loose inside the zone, and this is going to be banked in from the half wall into the left wing corner, and now it comes out. Hudson dumps it all the way down, and that's going to be an icing again against the Raiders. Shots 2-1 in favor of the guests here tonight, but a lot of play is right here in the middle of the ice so far.
Yeah, neutral zone has been huge so far, but you can feel that this is going to be a really back and forth game.
Yep. Both teams have wheels. I mean, they can move it up the ice for sure.
And they're both deep.
Yep. Here's Jackson LeMay for the drop against Will Kowalski, and the cards control. It's on the half wall in the Hudson zone. Cards trying to pinch in a little bit. Now it comes across the blue stripe, and Hudson's got it right here. This is Eli Howard, turned it into the zone. Centering pass right there, and it goes in. The numbers were against the Cards senior goaltender. Marlowe made the initial save, but left the rebound out there, and it was cleaned up by Hudson, and it's 1-0.
You know, Mick did everything he could there. He did his job. He made the first save. What happened was Gus Thorpe and Swoboda stepped at the same time on the same player. It's a miscommunication there. Left the guy on the back door all alone.
4:34, time of the goal here in the first, and Hudson strikes first. It's Caden Hemphill for the Raiders, who got the goal, and the assist went to Charlie Fitch. Just looking to see if Hemphill scored so far this year. And, I don't see him on the score sheet here, so that's his first goal of the year. Fitch with the assist, and it's 1-0. So the Cards going to have to battle from behind here. And here's Drew Bowie. Drew in the right wing corner. Tries to settle it down. It's on the half fence and comes back to the point. Quick shot. Mason Johnson went down. Johnson traded up on the D line. Now Krista's back there, along with Sam Hebert on the line, and skating in on the change is Ethan Foyles. Foyles sets up top of the circle, waiting for his teammates down low. And here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym tried to dig it out, had the puck just ricochet off a Hudson stick, and it comes out. This is going to be tipped into the zone. Jackson Hoym, Mason Johnson both come off on that first line. Thorpe, the new addition defensively, and here come the Raiders. It is Connor Hauser, moves in, shoots, a whistle stops play right here with 11:21 left to go. We have a touch for the high stick here.
We're going to get a penalty here.
Ethan Foyles is going to get five for boarding here. And so we had no power play with all the penalties called, but now this got the first power play of the night as Foyles will sit for five. So we already got a guy in the penalty box, several guys in the penalty box.
Well, that was a 5 minute for boarding. And the unfortunate part here is even if Hudson were to score, that does not eliminate the kill. So
you got the full five. The 11:21 of the game clock. Cards already trailing by one here in the first period. Shots 5-2. Hudson winning that battle. Here's Fisher to take the draw for the Raiders. They got the power play unit out there. They are on the season at 12.5 on the power play. Chi High on the kill this year at 90%. They've given up one power play goal. Hudson now across into the O-zone here. Chi High rubs the Hudson player. That's Scar who came in. And he got rubbed on the wall. And pardon me, that's Hartwick. Got rubbed on the wall, lost the rock. And here comes Hudson again. Up the ice, stepped over the line, but somebody was in early. And that'll stop play right here. 4:28, just 32 seconds into the five-minute major here in the first period.
It's just crazy how fast this game is going flying with all the penalties. I mean, both teams are really, really cooking.
10:48 of the game clock. Hudson controls off the draw outside the Cards' defensive zone. And here's Harry Ross. Picks up some speed, cuts across the line, moves in deep. Setting up the power play. Ross banks it off the wall. Back to the point now for Meyer. Meyer patrolling the blue line. Cards with the intercept, and here they come. Two on two. Cards down a man here. There's a shot taken by Evan Foyles, and that one off the lumber of pressure and up and out of play. 4:01 on the five-minute major. 4 minutes and 1 second left with 10:22 in the game clock. Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Chi High trying to win their third of the year, but they're trailing 1-0. This one's going to be banked in by Swobes. Cards down a player here with 10:12 left to go, so they back off a little bit as Hudson controls the play right now. Here's Harry Ross. Ross feathers this one off to his right. Comes in, takes a return pass, sweeps it around the wall, and it's going to come to the point on the far side. Connor Huser over to Meyer. Meyer couldn't control as he was harassed by Chi High. Cards have that speed. Looks like a pretty good penalty kill right now. They're still struggling on the power play this year, but the kill looks pretty good. Here is Swobes. Crowded his player off the puck and got some help from Thorpe, and he'll dump it down the ice in the Cards and get some fresh bodies on the ice right here. It's Krista out there right now for Chi High. Carter Bovey along with Jackson LeMay and Sam Hebert on the kill. We're down to 3 minutes left to go on the five-minute major. On Jackson LeMay with 9:15 on the game clock here in the first. Hudson on the goal by Caden Hemphill leads this one 1-0. They're trying to win their second of the season. Hudson controls. They try to work it back to the point. Hartwick is a hard pass, and it was just beyond his reach. So an unforced error right there. The guys in blue, 8:52 left to go here in the first period. Hudson again works it out of their own zone. Dancing up the ice, weaving his way is Hartwick, but that took a long time to get in, and a little offsides call, so he had to back off and then lost control, and Chi High with the dump with 2:15 on the kill left for the Cards. Swobes back out there with a fresh set of legs defensively, and here come the Raiders. Looked like Truman Zerst was in early. Now there's the pick, and the Cards potential 2-on-1. Here's a centering pass. Oh, the shot, it's loose in behind the goaltender, pressure, and he reached back and still got it. Drew Bobby almost had himself a goal, but pressure just got enough of it to keep it on this side of the stripe, the goaltender stripe. And boy, he was reaching back to get that one, Coop.
Well, my heart's working good, so we know that.
Yeah.
What a play by Evan Foyles.
Yeah, it was
in
really
this penalty
nice
kill. He has been unbelievable. He's sprung us twice for scoring opportunities.
One of those has got to pay off here, right?
Oh, it will.
1:49 left to go in the kill. On the five-minute major, Hudson's got it right now. This one worked off the boards right underneath us, and a clean pick right there by Chai High, and Thorpe uses the window and tosses it all the way down. A minute and a half left to go here on the penalty, and we're at 7:50 on the game clock. Shots 5-4 in favor of the Raiders, and they have a 1-0 lead. And here's Hudson right now. Meyer gathers it in. And there's the intercept, the pick right in front of the goaltender. This one right on, and pressure got a piece of the puck right there, and enough. It looked like it was still loose, but they're going to whistle this one dead.
That was
they
blew it way early.
It was close.
On that
one.
Yeah, that puck
was
loose.
Was way out.
I could see it loose.
Stick. Pressure was probably 6 feet out from the paint, and they still blew it dead here.
Well, you know, if the ref loses sight of it for a second, they can technically blow the whistle, but that was a little much.
7:35 left to go, first period. 1:14 left to go in the penalty, the five-minute major. And they'll drop in the dot, right circle here. Jackson LeMay in there for the Cards. Digs it back for his teammate Sam Hebert. Hebert backpedals, finds an opening, dumps this off the wall. And the Cards with a man down. Back off a little bit here. This is Hudson on the break. Zerse ahead of him. He can't get to it. And the Cards with a pick right there. And we're down to under a minute to go on the five-minute major. Raiders have it. Again, it is Brecken Meyer. He's been out there a lot. Takes loads of ice time. Dumps it in the left-wing corner. Tracking it down to Sam Hebert. Got pinned up against the fence. Still got a piece of it. They were able to clear to center. Hudson backs off, trying to organize again. And here is Meyer right now. The senior defenseman moves up, drops it left wing corner, and the Hudson Raiders back on the attack. Centering pass right there. That one is blocked and sent into the left wing corner, but Hudson regathers. They go back to the point. Here is Everett Hader. Hader playing catch with Harry Ross. Winds and shoots, and that one ricocheted off the goaltender and up and out of play. Just 11 ticks left to go here in this five-minute major.
What a penalty kill
so
far.
There's
no 11 seconds could be a long time when you're on the kill, but
yep.
Austin Taylor's really put together a really strong penalty kill.
Now, they're not sitting back, are they?
They're very aggressive. They're having
right,
one man hard
right
on the
in your
puck.
Face mask. 6:31 left to go. Bogo Radio. Greg and Coop here. Super Sam Aberley back in our Wogo studios, keeping us on the air. And the puck is laid top of the right wing circle. Hudson coughs it up. Chai High will rip it around the boards, but they can't clear. We're down to 1 second. That should do it. And the Cards are back to full strength. As Drew Bobey comes out. 5-on-5 hockey right now. Hudson still controls. Cards trying to get the rock right now and see if they can get something going the other direction. It's still on the half wall in the Chai High zone. Who's going to get to it? Thorpe will send it back. Here's Bowlby. Dances his way up the ice, and now we've got a stoppage of play, and we're going to get another call right here. This is going to go against Hudson. Unsportsmanlike conduct, the call on Hartwig. And so he will sit. And so the Cards will see their power play for the first time here.
Yeah, that was a 10-2 for unsportsmanlike conduct. So I don't know what he said, but I'm sure it can't be used on the radio.
Probably not. It's our fun station, but still we got to be careful, right?
Yeah, but, you know, special teams.
Yeah.
This is becoming a really big deal.
Chai High needs to score. I mean, their power play, as we have seen, it's at 0% Coop this year. And it has struggled, really, in recent years.
Yeah, it's
for
just
whatever
one of those
reason.
Things. Yeah, it just maybe it's a puck luck. I don't really know. But hopefully they can get it turned around here.
All right, well, we're going to see the top line out there of Hoym and Johnson and Bobey. We got Thorpe defensively. Bobey's going to go back to the blue line on this line. And so he'll kind of be the quarterback of the blue line. Here's Chai High. And they try to go cross ice. And it was Evan Foyles, who's played really well tonight. Foyles on the back door, just waiting for a pass, but didn't come to him. And now scrum in behind the goaltender pressure. Cards get three players on it. Hudson's got three on it as well. Now Chi High adds a fourth. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson faked the drop. Now Johnson will work it off into the left wing corner for Foyles. Comes back to the point. Here's Drew. Drew moves in, top of the circle. Let's go with a shot. That one got to the goaltender. Here's a rebound try, and it's stuffed right there by Harry Ross, who knocked it down and cleared it. We're down to a minute 12 left to go in the Cards power play. 5:07 left to go in the game clock here in the first. Gus Thorpe starts us out. Here we go, up the ice. It is Mason Johnson racing into the zone. Drops it back. That one, that shot wide. Swobes got it at the blue line. Plays catch. Now he gets it back again. Here's Thorpe looking for a forehand shot. And Thorpe with the dump in right there. The pull the trigger and the pressure. The goaltender sent it out of play.
That's some really good puck movement there. Evan Foyles had an awesome opportunity out front, and the goalie just made a nice save.
50 seconds left to go in the power play. We'll do it again. The drop inside the Raiders zone. Chi High with the extra attacker now. And they've got it right wing corner. Cards moving in behind pressure. The goaltender. Now they go to Swobe inside the blue line about 6 feet. And a shot wide from Jackson LeMay. He was on the far circle. And this one's going to be dug out and cleared again by the Raiders with 25 seconds left to go in the man advantage. Swobes gets back on it. Quickly works it up the ice. Now they go cross ice. Near side for Carter Bovey. Carter moves in. The drop right there. He took a hit as he came in. Got the drop away. And again, Hudson with the intercept and the clear. And that will just about do it for the power play. So both teams 0-for-1 on the man advantage as it's set in. This is probably an icing call against Chi High. And it is Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics like Chi High Hockey. Northwestern Bank. 3:54 left to go in the game clock here, Coop. Chi High finally up on top, and the shot's 8-5. It's been back and forth.
I would say almost as important as scoring a goal is not getting scored on here in the last couple minutes of this period.
Yep.
Such a momentum thing going into the next period.
Cards could use one right here. They trail it 1-0. Hudson scored at 4:34 of the first period. And that's been it so far. It's been very entertaining. Got a full house here tonight. People still coming in the building, settling in for the evening. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hudson off the draw, controls, and Brecken Meyer paid the price. He took a hit there from Drew Bovey, and we got a delayed call on Hudson. So Mick is going to skate to the bench. Cards add the attacker here, and Chi High will go back on the power play. Delayed call. Here they come. Mason Johnson dances over the line. Johnson now with it. Circles around. Johnson got it deflected on his glove. And we got an elbow call here against Hudson. But we still controlled. Hudson did touch it. Came off a Hudson player, and so that's why it was whistled. And Mason saying, hey, we still control. We still should have
the
power play here, technically.
Yep, technically. It's kind of like football. They're supposed to make a hockey move or have it on their stick.
Didn't happen, so that's the whistle. We'll get organized here on the second power play of the night for Chi High. And the draw is going to come in the Hudson zone. Mason Johnson, the senior forward, takes it. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe dangles in, makes a juke move, and backs off, and Chi High gets set on the power play. Now they work it off to the right. Here's a shot taken by Jackson Hoyb, and it came off the goaltender and ricocheted. Now maybe somebody was in the paint, but a whistle stops play right here as they're going to...
I have absolutely no idea why he's doing
take
that.
Take the draw back in the Chi High zone. Maybe they thought that somebody was set up sitting in the paint in front of the goaltender.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's the only thing I can think of. 1:45 left to go, and the Cards going to have to go the full length of the ice here with a drop in their own zone. 3:11 on the game clock remaining in the first, and the Cards trail it 1-0 against the Raiders, state semifinalist last year. Here is Chi High. Hand it off now for Jackson Hoym. Hoym rattles this one around the board. It's going to go left to right out of the corner. And Chi High with a man, extra man out there, tries to control the offense, but it's coughed up. And here's Harry Ross. Ross glides his way down into the zone and then drops it in the left wing corner. And we're down to 1:17 remaining on the power play. Gus Thorpe on the half wall. Lost it now. Gives it up for Breckenmeyer. Meyer turns and throws it all the way down the ice. Marlowe comes out, helps his team to the zone, and here comes Chi High on the power play. Cards, back pedal, and a shot right there. Down the slot was Jackson Hoym. He ripped one, but it ricocheted out of play, hit the glass and then the netting, and he'll hit the reset button right here.
What a pass by Marlowe.
It was beautiful.
He sprung us, and then that was a great play. Great setup for Hoym. Unfortunately, Adderhold made a really nice step on him and blocked the shot.
2:21 here left in the first. And the faceoff, a scrum right in the right wing circle, and Hudson's going to come out of it. And this one skipped all the way down. 2:10 left to go in the period, and we're down to 40 seconds remaining in the power play. A pass for Ethan Foyles was too hot to handle, and he lost it, and it's loose in the right wing corner. And now dumped again by the Raiders. Chi High maybe with one more rush left in them in this power play. 1:49 in the game clock. Chi High, they go point to point. And here is Ethan Foyles. Tiptoes into the zone. Foyles rips it around the boards, and a little too heavy right there. And Chi High, with 9 seconds left to go, has to retreat to their own end of the ice. A minute and a half left to go in the period. Here is Bobby. Takes a long pass. Bobby tried to dangle in and lost it. Retreats, gets it. Lays it down the corner for Jackson Hoym, but he is bodied up by Meyer, and Meyer not letting him go. And here's Drew Bobey, gets into the fray as well, but it comes loose and right onto the tape of Harry Ross. Ross looks up the ice, hits Mike Maurer right on the tape, and this one goes in by Marlowe. And we're down to a minute left to go in the period. Chi High controls. Here's Drew Bobey, looks off to his left. Now they stretch it up the ice, and here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym into the zone, stops about 6 feet in, launches one into the right wing corner. And this one's loose in behind pressure. The junior goaltender for the Raiders. Hudson's got it right now as they move it up the ice. Is Harry Ross with some energy. Ross moves in, leaves it off for his left. Nice check there. Stick check by Sam Hebert to break up the Hudson rush as they came in. And it's going to be swept in by Ross. We're 20 seconds remaining here in the period. Inside the Chi High zone. Comes loose, and it's going to be Brett Christ who's got it right now. Hands it off to Carter Bobey. Carter leaves it for Mason Johnson, but time running out with 4 seconds left to go out at neutral ice. And we're down to 1 second. That'll do it. The buzzer sounds, and the Cards go to the locker room trailing 1-0, but leading 9-5 in the shot department. And the way they're playing, you just feel like, hey, they're not going to get shut out here tonight.
Right, no, they're definitely controlling the flow of the game. I think that they're just maybe trying to be a little bit too fancy with the puck is how I would describe it. I mean, they've got some really phenomenal hockey players on this team, and they can do some great things. But they need to just simplify and just make the easy play right now. And once they get up a little bit, you know, they can try and kind of start doing that other stuff. But kind of a weird period. With all the penalties.
Lots of interruptions with the penalties.
Yeah, and I think that probably affected their play too, but it just seemed like Chi High was not at their full potential that period, that there's more there.
Yeah, and you can see that.
Yeah, they'll tap into it. It's right there. They're about to blow it open. So.
Yeah. All right, so Hudson leads us when they're a good team, and Chi High, I think they're going to be a very good team by season's end as well. So we've got two quality hockey teams battling each other, and I'm not surprised it's pretty close. 1-0, Hudson scoring at 4:34 of the first. Caden Hemphill, the senior forward. The assist going to Charlie Fitch. He's a senior as well. And they lead this one 1-0 here after one period. Well, quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by, or you can visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. It's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Cards coming in here at 2-1, Hudson 1-2. And one of these teams is going to pick up the win here tonight, and it should be very, very fun to watch this one for the next couple of periods. All right, Greg and Coop here, and we will take a break for a few minutes as we're in between periods. It's Hudson 1, Chi High nothing. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Logo Radio, Greg and Coop here, and Chi High trailing this one 1-0 after one, shots 9-5 in favor of the Cards, and it's been a lot of fun, although it's been, herky-jerky, a little helter-skelter here with all the penalties, huh?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It was just an awkward period of hockey. You don't usually see that many misconducts and things like that. You can definitely tell that one of the referees is really trying to rein it in, which is good. But because of that, I think you're going to see a lot more special teams, even in the second and third period. I mean, this is going to be a close game no matter what, so it could get a little chippy. I think Chi High just needs to not get into the after whistle stuff. That's going to be a big deal, and it's really tough not to.
Yep.
But they can resist.
Now, you know, if you can make the other team pay on the power play, that settles a lot of things down exactly. right there.
I think that once we get that first goal, and I don't think it's far away, that they'll kind of settle in and start getting into their systems a little bit more. It was almost like they were a little bit overexcited
yep.
when they came out of the gates.
They're juiced
yeah.
for this game.
Yep. And they were overskating pucks and things like that. So,
all right, one zip, easily within reach for the Cards as we are at the end of one period here on Logo. Well, it's time. Time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. So call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707. It's 839-0707, or you can call Wurzgala.com. Should be very interesting here in the second. Chi High is behind the sticks a little bit at 1-0 against Hudson. And we've got a fresh sheet of ice out here ready for the players in a few minutes. So we'll take one final break and come back and get you set for the second period of great hockey action on Woco. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
It center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or Wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chi High Hockey tonight on WOGO, Wogo.com, and we're also on Cards TV. If you want to watch it and listen to our play-by-play coverage, just go over to WOGO.com. At the bottom of the sports schedule page, you'll see a link right there to Cards TV, and it's best of both worlds. You can watch the game and hear our Wogo coverage as well. Got high school girls hockey tomorrow night as CFM hosts Northland Pines here, 640 pregame show tomorrow night. Then a basketball doubleheader on Saturday. Got Chi-Hi Boys at 2:40 for the pregame show. Cardinal Countdown with Mark Halverson from the Birdcage. And then at 6:40, the McDonald Max basketball team traveling over to Colfax. And that's the girls' basketball team. Caleb Swenson's got the call right there at 6:40 Saturday night. So we'll have a sports doubleheader on Saturday to wrap up the weekend. And, hey, if you come to the Chippewa Parade, you'll see yours truly in a float for WOGO on Saturday night. That's the annual Christmas parade in Chippewa.
Yeah.
And the theme this year is Christmas at the Movies. So we picked It's a Wonderful Life. Have you ever seen
it? Oh, I have not seen that one, but I've heard
movie.
That's a good
terrific.
One.
Terrific. Jimmy Stewart.
We were in that last year, and you guys were a couple behind us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So we'll be throwing out candy. Promise not to try to hit anybody. I'll be playing Potter from It's a Wonderful Life, and so we'll have a lot of fun.
That's good.
Saturday night, 6 o'clock in Chippewa Falls. All right, so Coop, what do we got to do here to tie this baby up?
Like I said, I think the biggest thing is just going to be simplifying the game a little bit. Try to get behind those defensemen and, give this goalie a little bit more work. You know, we got some shots that period, but I'd like to see a little bit more traffic out in front of the net. Make it hard for him to see, make him look around some guys. And I think if we do that, get him moving left to right a little bit, there'll be some openings.
Your impressions of our senior goaltender, Mick Marlowe, here tonight. First time we've had a chance to see him, both of us here. What do you think?
I think he's fun to watch. You know, he's not afraid to play the puck, which I really like. He
got a beautiful pass up the ice.
Yeah, exactly.
To start the cards up. In a power play.
Yeah, it sprung a really nice opportunity. I love when goalies do that. And he's really solid position-wise, you know. He stays low, and I think he's going to be a really nice goalie for the Cards this year.
All right. Derek Strong, by the way, played against Edgewood, so he's getting some ice time as well. Mick Marlowe gets a call here tonight. Hudson on the ice. And here comes Chi-Hi. And the Cards are going to send out that top line of Bobey, Johnson, and Hoym. Hoym had a nice summer in selects and played at the elite level. Great players up there. And Jackson was very successful in that elite team.
Yeah, it's crazy the talent that is on this team, you know. We got three lines that can run a power play right now.
Absolutely.
I don't remember a Cardinal team ever that had three lines that could run a power play.
Well, just like I said, you just feel like we're going to be able to keep banging at the door. We're going to be able to get in this game very soon, the way we're playing here. Just got to get focused. And here we go. Chi-Hi and Hudson face off at center ice. Tipped aside, and Hudson's going to scoop it up and... It's Kowalski who works it off the boards into the Chi-Hi zone. Shots 9-5 in favor of the Cards. And it's still caught up in the zone. There's a thumper as it came in, and that one's tipped up in the air, and it's on the half wall. A scramble for it right there. A couple of Hudson players, a couple of Chi-Hi players, and it's going to drift right over to Drew Bobey. Bobey looks up the ice. He's got Jackson Hoym coming in, but Hoym is surrounded by Blue, and the Hudson Raiders has got Hoym, peels it off the wall, comes in, oh, a shot, oh, a try there by Mason Johnson on the rebound, just barely missed the net. And the Cards coming out with a little fire here in the second, banked off the back wall by the Raiders D. Now they'll work it up the ice on the near side, and it's loose at neutral, dumped in, this will draw the icing call. Thorpe thought he had a man up the ice trying to touch it, tape to tape, and just a little off the mark there.
That does not get any closer than that.
Oh, man.
He just got a skate on it.
Yeah. Puck luck is what
that's
we need
exactly
here.
Yeah, what we need.
16:03, just the end of the second period. And they'll drop in this right wing circle. Hudson's got, oh, there's a shot. Nice one by Gannon Blazer, ripped off the back wall and missed the net by just a few inches. Battle for it in the left wing elbow, and it's going to be ripped off the wall. Kristen's got it right now for Chi-Hi, but he can't work it up the ice. Hudson with the intercept. They've got it right wing circle. Now it's loose, and who's going to come up with it? left wing corner in the Chi High D zone. And it's going to come back to the point. Punched out right there. Nice job by Hebert to hit the reset button for Chi High. 15:28 left to go here in the second stanza. Cards up the ice, but they can't get organized. And it's dumped right back in by Hudson. Here comes Chi High again. It is Carter Bovey. Bovey looks up the ice looking for a cutter to the hole, but nobody there. And it ricochets into the left wing corner. 15:09 left to go. Shots 12-6 in favor of the Cards, but the score that matters is Hudson 1, Chi High nothing. Here is Hader, drags it over the blue line. Cards, and they break it out. It's a one-on-one. Here's Foyles. Foyles goes in, he scores! Evan Foyles beat the goaltender halfway up the cage, and the Cards have tied this one up.
What a shot by Foyles. He's been knocking on the doorstep night long, and just a beautiful shot.
But and I think, how about the assist?
Well, I think the best part is I'm pretty sure he wasn't trying to do that.
I thought for sure
I think he was trying to get a change. He had been on the ice for a long time. It looked like he just kind of threw the puck, and maybe he knew he was coming. I'd like to talk to him about
it.
I mean, to me, it just
looked like it was planned.
Oh, it worked out perfect. They don't ask how, they ask how many.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. What a great assist. Who was that that got the A right there?
That would have been Carlson.
Carlson, yep. Red Carlson, 15-9. And Chi High has tied this one up. And for the Cards, Evan Foyles, his third goal of the year, his fourth point. And for Brett Kristup, Brett, his third assist of the season. And it is 1-1 here tonight. You just felt like it won't be long, and Chi High would knot this game up, and they finally do. Puck lifted high in the air, and Thorpe tracks it down left wing corner in the Card zone, and Hudson's going to back off here with 14:10 left to go. Cards move it out of their own zone, then pressured as they came into neutral and cough it up. And here is Hudson with a breakaway chance. Oh, Thorpe on the back check. Gus Thorpe. And they might get him for a penalty. As Truman Zerst took the stretch pass, and I don't know why it would be a call there, because he disrupted him, but he didn't pull him down. But I heard the whistle, and it looks as if Gus is going to sit for two here. A slash, they're going to call a slash, but yeah, boy,
that was not a penalty.
It's kind of a weak call, if you ask
me. I told you before the game, I knew that they were going to call a lot of stuff, and that was just terrible.
So the Cards, just after they tied it up, are going to have to keep it at one apiece on the kill here. This one lifted up. Nice win on the draw. And the Chi Cardinals able to dump it up the ice. Two-minute minor on Thorpe. You take your best defenseman, or at least one of the best defensemen in the league, off the ice. There's an intercept. Jackson Hoyt, 2-0. Hoyt, and the feed over to Johnson. And he whiffed on it, or at least he hit the goaltender. Cards had a 2-on-0, looking for a shorty. Here's a one-timer by Hudson as Marlowe followed it over and loose out in front. And Marlowe, can he get to it? A scramble there, bodies flying all over. Marlowe's out of the paint, and Chi High has control. Here's another feed ahead. Here's Hoyt. Hoyt by himself. Oh, he ripped it off the goaltender. Pressure ricocheted in the left wing corner, but he didn't know where it was. Came off his mask. And a hard shot there by Jackson Hoyt. Loose out of neutral. Cards on the kill. A minute left to go with a penalty kill. Chi High tried to play it off the window, but it was gloved there by Connor Hauser. And Hudson's got it now. They cough it up. And the Cards will work it up the ice with 47 seconds left to go. And a couple of great opportunities, Coop.
Wow.
On the shorthanded.
Just another amazing save. How much Johnson could have really done more.
Here is Hudson. They get it inside the blue line. Now they set up their power play on the half wall as Hauser. Hauser looking in, dances a little bit, drops it down below our goaltender Marlowe. Now it comes up to the point, off to the right. Here is Maurer. Maurer works it over to Breckenmeyer. Now in the left wing corner for Hauser. Hauser dances in We're down to 13 seconds left to go. Gonna have to pull the trigger on some shots here. Here's a one-timer from Breckenmeyer, and that one hit off some traffic out in front of Marlowe. Back to Meyer. Meyer moves in, pulls the trigger on a shot. That ricocheted, and we're back to even strength. As Brett Carlson comes out of the box, and Chai High able to carry him this one down the ice. Not deep enough for icing. 11:48 left to go. It's ripped off the wall. Here comes Hudson again. Brought Maurer with some speed. Maurer moved in, shot it, but it was disrupted as it came in. Now back out to neutral ice. Here's Harry Ross. Turns it back toward the Cardinal blue line. Ross has got it. Dances over the blue line. Cards tried to push him on the other side, but he stayed right along the blue stripe. Now back to the point. Here's Chai High, a chance. It is Brett Carlson. Carlson's got a man flying down the slot, trying to work it off to his left for Ethan Foyles, and just saucered a pass just a little too far, a little too high for Foyles to control. But Chai High in the forecheck now, trying to keep the zone. Hudson's got it, and they'll lift it up and out of play. And it's going to be corralled by Scar as he came in for the Raiders. 10:58 in the game clock. Chai High's got the rock in their own zone. Now they rip it around the elbow. It's on the half wall of the Card zone. A scramble for it in the corner. And who's going to come up with it? Hudson able to dump it down low. And they work the forehand, or the forecheck, I should say. There's Hader. Hader bodied off the puck, and Chai High able to clear it. To center ice, we got a player down. It looks like Ethan Foyles is slow to get up here. Take a knee, maybe?
I'm trying to bite my tongue here right now.
Okay.
Because
I'll shut your mic off.
Yeah, that's maybe a good idea. Because they call it a slash that was so soft down there,
yep.
And then he gets hit in the head exclusively,
wow.
And they don't call it. Mm. I can't believe Coach Parker isn't going ballistic right now.
They're going to bring the drop back in the Chai High zone as well. So it's going to be to the stick side of Marlowe and Mason Johnson in the faceoff circle right here. Hudson wins this one. A quick shot inside, and Marlowe tracks it down, and he'll make the stop. 10:27 left to go. Second period. We're tied at one. Hudson scored in the first, and Evan Foyles a beautiful goal here in the second at 2:05, and we're knotted up at one apiece. This one is chucked back in the corner for Chai High, and here's a breakout for the Cards. Cards into the zone as Jackson Hoyme was body, but they still control. Here's a shot! Goes down! The Cards have scored. Mason Johnson set up on the low side of the circle on the right side. And they had the goaltender looking all over the place, and they beat him right post at a 2-0 lead. Mason Johnson with the goal right now for Chai High. It's 2-1.
That started with an awesome faceoff win in the defensive zone. A wrap play up the ice they went. Had a hole net to shoot at.
6:48 of the second period, and Mason Johnson with a beautiful goal, his second of the season. The assist's going to Andrew Johnson. Is that right?
An old yes.
Jackson Hoyme. Okay, Andrew Johnson got the other assist, and the Cards up 2-1. Green rising to the top here tonight. Chai High's working hard out there, getting some great chances. Stoned in the first period, but coming out here, gangbusters in the second. They control inside the Hudson zone. There's a cross check not called as Fredette went down hard in front of the Hudson goal. And here come the Raiders up the ice. Harry Ross into the zone. Ross covered, but he's still able to pull the trigger on a shot. Marlowe with the save and directs that one in the left wing corner. Now it comes around. Chai High on the breakout right here. And Andrew Johnson, big Andy Johnson, had Harry Ross in his cross sights and got kind of tangled up, but Andy got it in the zone. But here comes Hudson back the other direction. Connor Hauser into the Chai High D zone. Cards with the pickoff, and here they come. They got it out to neutral, but couldn't control, and Thorpe trying to race back to get it for Chai High. Works it around the boards. The intercept right there. And Chi High with gathers it in again themselves. Here comes Ethan Foyles. Foyles works off to his right. Loses control. Hudson's got it right now. Here's Connor Hauser. Hauser drifts this one off to his left for Fitch, who's got a point here tonight. And it's going to be ripped away by the Cards, but comes ricochets back on the right post, and Marlowe's going to put a glove over that and hang on to take the whistle. Marlowe's 25 left to go in the second.
He's had a couple of those bouncing pucks in front of him. Not, I mean, really that difficult, I wouldn't think, but sometimes those get you in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. The two hoppers are tough. All right, so Nick looking towards us here in the booth. Faceoff's going to be on his glove side. Right wing circle here. Shots 15 to 10 in favor of the good guys. 8:25 left to go here in the second. Chi High up 2-1 on the Hudson Raiders. Got swept by Hudson last year. Closest game was 2-1 in that first game. And it was a couple of shutouts for the Raiders. Chi High looks like a different team, though, more mature team with some additions. And here they are right now. Here is Mason Johnson. Turns, rips a shot, and where is it? Chi High's got their arms up like it's a goal. The whistle blew things dead, and I don't think we're going to get a goal out of it. In fact, we might get a penalty here coming up here on a cross check. I saw official Scott Switz make the motion for a cross check, and it might be against. Is it going to be matching penalties? Yeah, coincidentals right now. And Jackson Hoym will sit for the Cards. Not sure who's going to take the sin bin for Hudson, but they'll match these up.
Go, boys! Switz is really trying to rein this game in.
Yeah, I'll say.
And it's a good thing, but it's also...
Right. 7:59 as we're back to play here in the second period. Cards leading this one 2-1. And they've got the puck in the Hudson zone right now. Intercepted. Here comes Hudson. 2-on-1 developing. Swope's got to get back. And thankfully, Mike Bauer lost the handle on it. And on the 2-on-1, that broke it down. Here's Gus Thorpe. Thorpe hands it off now for Brett Carlson. Tried a bullet blind pass. And it was intercepted by Hudson. They had a chance, but the Cards get back. They backpedaled and knocked it down and cleared it down the ice here with 7:24 left to go in this second period. Dumped in by Hudson. We're at even strength, so that's going to be an icing call right here.
Gus Thorpe went down and blocked a huge shot right there.
Here's a man that can appreciate block shots.
Yes, but, I mean, in that situation, they're scrambling. No, I mean, that's just a big,
chaos.
Big play.
Yep. 7:18 left to go, second period. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Alley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. This one is lobbed up into the Raptors here off the draw. 7:10 remaining second period. High school hockey tomorrow night. It's the ladies' night as CFM hosts Northland Pines. We'll have coverage tomorrow night beginning at 6:40 for the pregame show here on WOGO. And a basketball doubleheader on Saturday, 2:40 for the Cards. Chi Cards for the pregame. And 6:40 for the McDonald girls at Colfax. Cards bringing it off sides, so that'll stop play. 7:02 left to go. Faceoff coming out at neutral here. We're in the second period. Chi High up 2-1 in a back-and-forth game. Hudson led it 1-0 going into the first intermission locker room. Chi High with two here in the second. Cards first line out there. And Hudson counters with their second unit. And here is Mason Johnson. Feathers this one off the wall, trying to pass it to himself as he cut in, but Hudson got a stick in there, and here's Johnson backpedaling to get it. Johnson tried to feed Drew Bowlby. They didn't quite connect. Comes out, but stretching down to get it is Sam Hebert. Goes cross ice, dumps it in the left wing corner. Hudson controls. They go D to D here with 6:37 remaining second period. Now the break out to neutral ice. Stepping up is Hebert. disrupted the flow of Hudson coming into our zone. And Chi-High cycles it in left wing corner. It's going to come back to the point. Held there by Adderhold, who stopped it. In the corner, far side, is Brett Kristen. Kristen moves up the ice, and he was checked off the puck, but Chi-High in the back check comes up with it.
It's Fournette.
And it's Fournette getting his first shift out there. And the freshman out at neutral ice lifts it up, dumps it in. Fournette's going to come off now. And in his place is Brett Kristen. Hudson into the zone. They try to work it in front, but that was blocked by Chi-High. Here is Krista on the breakout. Nubbed this one off the boards and back out to neutral. Didn't get a whole lot on it. It's right at the center stripe. Chi-High trying to work it up the ice here. They got it out to the center circle, and it is Jackson LeMay who came in and then got a high arm to knock him off the puck, and it's loose out at neutral ice. LeMay on the forecheck can't get there in time, and it's still in the zone, and we got a stoppage of play right here. We might maybe an offsides call right here. No penalties. The offsides on Chi-High with 5:20 left to go here in this second period. Lots of penalties tonight.
Yeah, yeah. There
many of them matching penalties.
Yes.
Coincidentals,
yep.
Here.
Which I like. If they're going to, you know, like those scrums, you may as well take them both.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to face off back in the Chi-High zone. They'll drag it back to the Cards D zone. With 5:20 remaining, and even, you know, Coop, with these interruptions, seems like it's been a very quick game. I mean, we're all the way to 5:20 left to go second period.
Yeah, this second period has flown by.
Here's Hudson as they move it in. And Cards cut it off the players that came in from the left wall. But Raiders still control. Meyer with a shot, broken up down low by Thorpe. But Meyer picks up the rebound himself as it came out to the point. And one times a shot in, and that's going to be ripped out of the air by Marlowe, the Cards' senior goaltender, and he'll hang on to that.
Boy, oh boy, our wings on that line are getting lost. Very, very lost. Those defensemen had all day to work puck.
Yeah, they did. And they could squeeze it in to the top of the circle. That's what Meyer did. Face off in that Chi-High zone, a scramble in the right wing corner. Now it comes out. Cards cut it off. And here comes Mason Johnson, the senior, weaves his way up the ice. Johnson with the drop right there. Here is Holly, moves in, rips a shot, and pressure followed him over to the left post, so he stops that one. Here's a shot, and got a piece of Johnson's stick as it came in and nearly beat pressure. Here is Hoym. Hoym jukes his way around behind the goaltender. Hoym on the half wall. Jackson still got it. Leaves it for Mason Johnson. Johnson flying down the slot. Had a shot, but that one went wide. And then ricochets and floats out of play here with 4:14 left to go second period. Shots 18-12 in favor of the home team.
Yeah, we had some really good looks on that. Yeah. And we had a look that a lot of people wouldn't notice, but Quim almost put the puck up on his stick and did the Michigan.
He almost did the Michigan.
He tried it.
Love it. Love it, love it. 4:12 left to go. Had Michigan last year, didn't we?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Twice.
Wow. Amazing. 4:05 remaining of the period. Chi-High still on forecheck. And in the left wing corner, the Cards dig it off the wall, but Hudson muscles this one out of their own zone. Nice back check right there by Carter Bovey, the big football star. Put a shoulder into Hudson's counter. Hauser lifted him right off the play. Here's a long stretch pass intended for Carlson. He didn't see it coming, and he was at the end of his shift, so he's going to skate off. Andy Johnson on for him, and swept into the zone by Hauser for the Raiders. Into the right wing corner. Drifts all the way around to the left side. Chi-High on the break right here. And lifted ahead for the Cards. Here's twisting and turning as Evan Foyles looking for a second tally. Comes right to the top of the circle on the near side for Swoltz. He stepped up, launched a shot, and that one hit traffic out in front. And Andy Johnson goes down And no call on that one. I'm surprised, as he got rubbed hard. It looked like he got tripped up, but no call. Cards on the attack again. They're into the zone. Here's a shot taken by Foyles. Ethan pulled the trigger, and pressure with the save right there. Nice keep by Thorpe, and he's going to dangle the puck in and then lost it. Thorpe trying to work around a couple of guys, and he is rubbed off the puck, and the Cards have to hit the reset button in their own zone. 2:40 left to go here in the period. Chi High up on the near wing, and Thorpe has got it for the Cards. Long stretch pass right there for Drew Bobby, and he couldn't control. It was hard. Bobby, though, still trying to push the Hudson player off the puck deep in his own zone, and this is going to be an icing call against Hudson. Drew Bobby was all over it right there.
You can feel the ice tilting to the south right
you
now.
Can. Oh, man, that's for sure. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Two's on the board. 2:22 left to go, second period. Shots 21-12 in favor of the Cards, and they lead it 2-1 over the Raiders, who uncharacteristically, if they lose, will go 1-3 on the season. Here is Chi High. Nice feed right back on the point. Nice win. Britton Belonge getting his first shift out there for Chi High. Takes a wrist shot. Now the half wall is Mason Johnson, and this came off a Hudson stick. It should be in the zone as it got up into the netting.
It's good to
Hudson
see
into the ice.
Good to see Britton Belonge on the ice. I got to coach him. He's a really, really nice kid.
Good. Yeah, we've got Frenette and Belange in this second period out there for their first shifts. Now it's going to come out. Hudson on the attack. Here comes Harry Ross. Ross moves in. Cards on the back check. Nice job to knock him off the rock. And Chi High able to clear all the way down. Ison's going to be waved off. We're under two to play here in the second period. Don't give up a late period goal here. Cards have to keep attacking. Hudson's got it. They work it off the Dasher on the far side behind their own goaltender. And here they come. Up the ice is Fisher. Fisher moves in, lifts the puck up, and this one is going to be dragged out of the rink. 1:36 left to go, second period. Chi High up by one on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll face it off to the glove side of Marlowe in the Cards D zone. Connor Hauser will take the draw for Hudson.
Uh-oh.
And Jackson LeMay, and a scramble out in front. Marlowe is down. Cards trying to pin the puck underneath him.
I don't see
the puck, and we still didn't get a whistle. And Hudson's got it. Marlowe back up. He was down trying to cover the puck, and the Cards clear. And an icing call right here. Well, I didn't see the puck. I'm surprised they didn't whistle that one down.
He must have had an angle on it where he could see it rattling around in there. But, I mean, you could hear me. I was like, blow
yes.
the whistle.
Yeah, also, Chi High scrambling to get the puck tucked underneath their goaltender. So we'll do it again in the Cards D zone. And here we go. There's a drop. Scramble for it. Right wing corner, and this one is going to be controlled by the Cards. They're up the ice. Here they come. Cross the blue lines. Jackson Hoyt over on the left side for Mason Johnson. He drug it back, trying to make an opening for himself with pressure of the goaltender, and the keeper hangs on to it, and a little bit of a scrum in front of him before players start to separate here.
That was a pretty nice look Johnson. I mean, to have the patience to pull that puck back and let that defenseman slide past him, that shows some
stick handling play right there. Under a minute to go in the period. 2-1 the lead for Chi High as we wind down the second stanza. And Johnson will get the call to win the draw in the zone. It's ripped around the boards, and Hudson's got it right here on the break. Here they come. 2-on-2. Over on the left side is Harry Ross for the Raiders. Ross will drop this one right wing corner as they try to smother it in the Cards' defensive zone. Comes back to the point. Here's Meyer. Had no opening, but still launched one in deep there as he was getting some pressure. The Cards getting out on him. Now it's in the left wing corner, and Gus Thorpe will hand it off for Jackson Hoym. Hoym has got Bobby on his wing. Will drop this one in deep, and we got a call. And we got a Hudson player down, and it looks as if Jackson Hoym is going to sit here.
Yeah.
He's going to get a call.
Looks like Schweitz wants to blow his whistle again.
Yeah, it looks like Kowalski was the defenseman was the guy down, and so we're going to get a call right here. And one of our better players is going to sit, one of our best players. Okay, head contact, the call on Jackson Hoym. This is kind of a delicate situation tonight with the calls.
It's
rather soft. You know, there's some legit calls out there, but, boy, you got to play it straight up here on
right.
a night like tonight, don't you?
Yeah.
Hudson's got it. Down to the final few seconds of the period. Raiders on the attack. We're down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Cards clear to neutral, and that will do it. So we get a nice break here. Hudson will have a minute 47 on the power play when we get back to action in the third. But, boy, I tell you what, being so close and they're calling all these penalties, you got to kind of watch retaliation. You got to
right.
watch
you have to watch everything.
Yeah, you really do.
And it's frustrating because as a hockey player, you know, you're told to play a physical game.
Yep.
Right there, Hoym was literally interfered with. And all he did was try to get away from the holding. I mean, he was almost football tackled.
Mm-hmm.
And they call him for a head contact. Meanwhile, I still can't get this one out of my head where Ethan Foyles was hit only in the head and no call. So it's not a both ways thing. It's just be consistent.
Yep.
If you're going to call a head contact, you better call it all the time because that was super, super soft. And then they missed one that was absolutely blatant. It should have been a 5-minute major, to be honest.
Well, I know one thing, that score sheet's full tonight, I think, already,
from all
the penalties we had.
Right. And it has been a rough game. It's a physical game.
Yep.
But I think you could probably cut the penalties almost in half of
yep.
what it actually should be. But we are on top.
Right.
We're out shooting them. The ice is tilted in our way so much. They really put a good period together there, man. They were gelling. You could see the
yep.
wheels were turning. They were moving the puck well. And right now, I think from an improvement standpoint, I think our defensive zone is really going to be big this third period because there was a couple different times where you saw us really running around and just
yeah.
kind of, Coach Parker call it puck chasing, just kind of throwing the puck and then chasing after it. I think if we can tighten up in the defensive zone, we've got a really good chance of winning.
Yeah, you feel like if we can come out here flying in the third period, maybe bury a couple, we can put this thing away. Knowing Hudson's a great team, but I just feel like we've got some momentum here. It's just got to come out early, even though we got to kill a penalty. But we've had several really good chances shorthanded. So, man,
absolutely.
If we can get a shorty here to open up the third period, that would really turn the momentum totally our way.
I think this is the best Cardinal penalty kill that I can remember. I mean, they're aggressive, but they're fast enough to get back. And it's just really fun to watch, actually.
Yeah, we may be better on the kill than we are in the power play.
It actually,
we've had more chances on the kill than we've had in the power play.
That last power play, it seemed like we put it together. We made a couple
yeah,
nice saves.
Yeah,
we actually, that's a good point. We actually have, yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe we'll just ask for penalties. And
be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so 2-1, Chi High leads Hudson here tonight. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best. That Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers to get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cbosm.com/wogo. It's cbosm.com/wogo. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and they do a great job. They put a couple of new knees in me, man. It's great. I'm loving it. All right, so 2-1, the lead for Chi High as we head. Get you ready for the third period. Shots again 22-14 in favor of the Cards, and we'll take a 3-minute break. It's 2-1 Chi High after two. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got a center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
First, and then Chi High countered the Evan Foyles beauty at 207, and then he following up on that was Mason Johnson at 648 of the second, and shots again 22-14, and it's been a very entertaining team with a game with two teams that know how to handle the puck, and this is one of those tough games. Some of the games in the BRC are not as challenging, but this is always going to be challenging for Chi High when they play Hudson. Nice to see, though, that we don't look intimidated. We look like we belong out there. Hudson's had our number for so many years, and it's great to see Chi High playing with them and even outplaying them here tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, Hudson is always, the scary Raiders.
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
when
right.
I played, I felt there was, most times we played them, we didn't really hold a candle to them, you know. And I think that Coach Parker, I mean, this really started with Coach Parker and Coach Sinking, just changing the culture of the program completely.
Yep.
And, they've, since Coach Sinking stepped away for his kids, and Coach Parker has done a good job carrying on what those two started. And I think that we're the Big Bad Cardinals now. I mean, just the talent that this team has is unbelievable. It's been a really fun game. Both these teams, super good hockey teams.
Sure.
But I think that the Cardinals definitely have a step on them this year.
I think so, too. Yeah, you play Verona. They're the state runner-up. Edgewood's a terrific team this year. We've already played them. We got Fond du Lac coming in here. We'll have that game on the 8th of December. U School will be here. We'll have that game for you. And then Wausau West in non-conference action. Superior Then you got teams like Memorial and Hudson and North in the BRC, and of course New Richmond, the defending D2 champions. So, boy, you look from top to bottom, this is one of the toughest schedules in the state, and the BRC is kind of like a mini state tournament every year.
Absolutely. And, you know, Coach Parker wants it to be a difficult schedule. He doesn't want, you know, I think those games where you win 14-0.
Yeah, they don't help you.
Exactly. All you do is develop bad habits, right? So I'd rather play all those really tough teams. And I think by the end of the year, I think in the playoffs, that'll pay off huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like we said, okay, you lose to an Edgewood. It's okay. You outshot them in the game. I think, what was the shots? 39-23, we outshot them. Just couldn't find the back of it. We couldn't bend the twine back there. And so you feel like, okay, that's all right. We'll put that one in the books. We'll learn from it. And we play a really tough team. Why not?
Exactly. And, you know, early in the year like that, like you mentioned, it's just you're not going to win them all.
Yep.
You know, there's just going to be nights where you don't have that extra goal-scoring luck.
Yeah, back-to-back tough games is really difficult. All right, so it's a 2-1 lead for Chi High. They will have to kill off a minute 47 of a Hudson power play here to open up the third period. And we'll have it for you, the play-by-play call, so stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi-High Hockey tonight on WOGO, AM 680, 103.1 FM and Wogo.com. And we're also on Cards TV. You can watch the game and hear our call at Cards TV. We can link you there on our sports schedule. Just go to Wogo.com, WOGO.com. Under the sports schedule at the bottom of the page, click on that link and you can watch the game on your device and hear our call as well.
We got some alumni royalty listening to Cards TV.
Is that right?
Yep, Sawyer Bovey, he's listening.
Hey, yeah. Sawyer, hello. Yep.
Then we got Sam Thorpe, he's listening with his grandma.
Absolutely.
Gus Thorpe's brother.
You bet. Terrific.
He played for North, though, so we don't want to talk about that. We're done talking about him.
Keep that under the radar here.
Yep.
17 up on the board, minute 47 on the power play here for Hudson. Chai's pretty good tonight in the kill, too. No Hudson power play here tonight. They've been pretty effective.
Our power
control, control the kill.
Our kill has been phenomenal, so hopefully they can keep that up here.
A little discussion with the stripes in the center circle. I'm not sure.
I'm guessing they're letting the ice dry off down in the corners.
Yeah, maybe. looks like they're telling jokes or something. Your little laughter down there.
Must
look like Darryl.
Looks like a real knee slapper.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Yeah, there's a little water out there right now. We're going to go ahead and let them play here. And the faceoff in the center dot. And got Hudson backpedaling to get it in their own zone. Minute 40 left to go in the Hudson power play. And here they come up the ice. This is Brecken Meyer, the senior defenseman. Meyer hands off. It's intercepted. Cards have it. And here is Gus Thorpe. Gus backpedals, twists and turns, opens up some ice, and throws it up the rink here. And Hudson's got it. They gather it back in their own zone. We're down to a minute 20 left to go in their power play. Chi-High up 2-1 as we start things out here in the second. Beaming his way in is Ross. Ross with a shot tried to use the Cards player, Carter Johnson, or I should say Gus Thorpe back there as a screen. But Marlowe makes the save. Here's Hudson trying to set it up using the umbrella, but Chi-High will intercept and send it down the ice. We're under a minute to play left in the power play for Hudson, and they've got it in their own zone. Here's Meyer quickly racing up the ice. He likes to drag it into the zone, and he's got it right now. Meyer into the left wing corner. Now throws it back to the point. One-timer there on the ice from Connor Hauser. Drifted wide, and the Chi-High Cardinals set up their box right now with a half a minute left to go. And the power play that got past Meyer, and this one's going to go back to neutral. They got to get back on sides here. Looked like Hudson still had a player with a skate inside the zone, but they're not going to call it. So play continues. 18 seconds left to go. Here is Meyer. Steps up. Was pressured right there by Carter Bowby, so he had to send it off to his left. And they've got it in the corner. Back to Meyer now at the point with 5 seconds to go in the power play. They go cross ice. Here's a one-timer. Marlowe fought that off. And it's loose as time runs out in the power play. And Chi-High gets Jackson Hoym out there trying to snipe one. Hoym's got it right now. But Meyer stretched back to get the puck and disrupt the plan for Hoym for the breakaway chance. But Chi-High's got it on the forecheck right now. Now into the left wing corner. Drifting back at the point is Sam Hebert. Can't control, can't hold the zone. And we'll have Chi-High moving into the zone right now. Here's a saucer pass that got knocked down. The block in the slot by Hudson. And this one is going to ricochet on the half wall in the Hudson zone. And the Raiders will toss this one all the way down for an icing call right here. 14:28 left to go, third period. Well, if we could open up some space here on the scoreboard, lead it by one. I'd love another goal or two.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I think if we can get one more, that'd really put it away. But the Cards are playing really well this period.
Foyles trying to win it for Chi-High in the attacking zone, but Hudson drags it back into the corner, and they've got it. Coming back to the point is Foyles, sweeps this one in. Here's a backhand try in the low slot at the hash marks by Hoym. And that one just went just a little bit wide on a dangerous shot by the senior. Hudson regathers along their own goal line. They will leg it back to the blue line and up and out. And Chi-High has to get organized again. And here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe bodied a bit but still got the puck thrown in deep. Thorpe holds the zone. Now hands it off over on the left side for Ethan Foyles. On the near side for Swobes. And this one will ricochet over for Chi-High on the left fence. Here is Swobes wheeling and dealing. Launches a shot in the high slot. Cards on the back check. Oh, nearly keeping it in was Evan Foyles. Great job. Great work right there by number 9. But it got out of the zone just by an inch or two. Here is Gus Thorpe. Stops it at the blue stripe. Lays one in off the backhand, and Chi-High trying to pin it in deep here with 13:14 left to go in the period. Chi-High has to keep the pedal to the metal, leading only by one, as Willie Fisher brings it in, and his shot off a stick and up and out of play here with 13:07 left to go, third period. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 13:07 on the game clock. Face off in the Chi High zone. On the waffle board side of Nick Marlowe, loose out in front, and the Cards just cleared it out in time. Hudson trying to stuff it in on the near post, and a scramble for it right there. Raiders still have it. They'll work it to Meyer at the point. Takes a couple of steps, lays it down low. Cards are there to pick it off, and here comes Chi High on the break. It is Brett Carlson to the blue line. As Carter Bovey was out of gas, he had to get off, and Carlson was left by himself entering the zone, and it got reshuffled. Here comes Hudson back the other direction. Counter Hauser ridden off the puck. Chi High's got it. Bottom of the circle, far side. And a breakout pass right here to Mason Johnson. Johnson into the zone. Cards in the midst of a full line change here. His line mate Hoym out there right now, along with Drew Bovey. The lines are set up. First line for Chi High. Cards tip it off a stick, and they hold the zone. And here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym in the left wing corner. Spins away from the pressure. Goes back to the point. They go cross ice. One-timer right there. Hoym was cutting to the cage as Gus Thorpe really didn't get everything on it that time. It drifted a little wide, but Hoym trying to work it as he cut to the hole on the left side. And now it's going to be bumped back up out to neutral ice. Cards have it. Here's a trip. No call. As Jackson Hoym was tripped up, or did maybe it was called. I was looking at the far ref, but maybe somebody down low called that one. It looked like Hoym for sure was tripped up.
We got too many men.
Oh man. So the call is going to go against us instead of for us here.
I thought that they had caught that trip, but they did not. But we did have too many. I could hear Coach Austin Taylor calling for it. So.
Okay.
Little mental mistake
here.
Yeah,
that's another opportunity unforced error. They call that in tennis, right? So the Cards had to kill off two. Will have had to kill off two penalties here in the third period. They already killed one, and with a one goal edge, man, you gotta play it straight here in the third. 11:30 left to go, third period, and Hudson with a 2 minute minor for too many men. So here they come. Steaming up the ice on the near wall is Blazer. Blazer into the left wing corner. And then he was smothered as he tried to set up shop in the left elbow in the Chi High zone. Cards a little bit out of their box right now, trying to harass Hudson with the rocket. Here's Hudson right now as Brandon Blazer tried to dangle it, kind of over stick handled right there, and the Cards able to tip it into the left wing corner, but they still can't control. But now Chi High's got it. Here's Sam Hebert. Looks up the ice, off the glass, and all the way down. Hebert is going to skate off along with Jackson LeMay. And Mason Johnson out there for the Cards. Gus Thorpe for Chi High in the kill here, along with Jackson Hoym and Brett Krista. Here are the Raiders. They walk it in across the stripe. Work it off to the right side. And Meyer's got it right now for Hudson. They go cross ice, but Maurer could not control for them. Lost it and just has to dump it in low. And Meyer's got it for Hudson. 38 seconds left to go on the power play. Tried to wing it off to his left for Maurer, but pass was a little off the mark here with a half a minute left to go. But Hudson regathers. They got it top of the circle. Here's a shot taken, but that one came off a Cardinal player down low. Ricocheted away. They hand it back to Meyer. One-timer and a nice save. Smothered there by Marlowe as he saw it at the last second. And a nice job by the goaltender to not give up a rebound right there.
Yeah, Hudson got a little momentum on that power play. Got our guys moving around a little bit. You could tell we were a little bit gassed, but Marlowe came through with a big save when we needed him to.
And a good stop right there to collect ourselves here on this power play. 16 seconds left to go for Hudson. Here is Meyer, who controls the power play up on top. Hands off to his left for Maurer. Meyer to Maurer, but it's intercepted. And Chi High works it back in the Hudson zone. Dropped in on a one-hopper right there from Evan Foyles. And Hudson down to a couple of seconds left, and now the power play runs out for them. Marlowe's going to bend it around the wall. Back to the point. Loose out in front on the one-timer from just inside the blue line. Here's a shot taken. Got through traffic right there by Kowalski, the defenseman. And Marlowe angles that one into the left wing corner. 9:16 left to go. Third period. Chi High hugging onto a 2-1 lead. They lead in the shot department 24-18. Here in the third period. And this one got through the wickets of Kowalski. And Chi High with it right now, but an offsides call. Andy Johnson trying to bring it in, and Ethan Foyles just could not get out of the zone as he was bumped off the puck and knocked down a little bit. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local experts in home and business restoration from floods, fires, and mold, plus carpet and air duct cleaning. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Here are the guys in blue right now. Hudson Raiders, they move in, and that was Blazer who was dumped as he got out of the half wall, top of the circle, far side. 8:43 left to go, third period. Chi High with a 2-1 lead. Hudson's got it inside our zone. And finally peeled off the wall and taken away by Chi High. Here are the Cards. Bovey moves in, lifts it in the corner, and it's back to the point for the Cards. No opening right there, so they just dumped it left wing corner. On the forecheck was Mason Johnson, but couldn't find an opening. Johnson, though, on the forecheck right here as the puck came loose and tried to flag it down. It's on the near side of the cage, and Hudson's going to be able to clear out to neutral. On the back check is Drew Bovey. Drop pass right there. It's Johnson to Hoy, and they nearly connected on a nice shot or nice opportunity down the slot. Hudson on the clear, hitting the rafters. It's out of play.
Wow, it's the second half of this period has been a lot more back and forth. The first half was all Chi High, and now you see Hudson kind of starting to come back. I think that Chi High really, really needs a goal here because this could get way too close.
Momentum shifting a little bit to Hudson. Of course, they've had two power play chances, Coop, in
that
this,
makes a big
this period.
Difference.
Here's Chi High trying to seal the deal right here. Drop pass right there from Jackson Hoym for Gus Thorpe. Gus moved in, tried a wrist shot, didn't work, and Cards back to neutral. Gather it back in. Here's Swobes, turns, rips a pass ahead off the wall. It's still in play. Well, they called it offside. Oh, hand pass. Okay. I was thinking, can't be offsides, but it's a hand pass here. And so this is going to come back for the drop out in the center circle. 7:32 left to go. Oh, all the way down. Yep. The long trek back to the Chi High zone here. 7:32 remaining in the third. Cards with the narrowest of margins here, 2-1 in this third period. Face off in the right circle. Hudson a clean win and a shot blocked. Great job right there by Chi High. And the Cards have it right here. Carter Bovey dances down. Looks for an opening. Patiently waiting. And it comes back to the point. Here's Chi High. Gus Thorpe with a hard pass down low. Comes around on the back wall. And Hudson will carry it out to their own blue line. But now they cough it up. Here's Thorpe. Thorpe pedals. Looks for an opening. Comes in. Rips a shot wide of the cage. Goes into the right wing corner. And now it's going to flop back out between the blue lines. Here's Brett Carlson, backpedaling himself. Cards in the midst of a change. Carlson trying to work the puck a little bit to get some fresh bodies on the ice. Hudson's got it. On the far side, here they come. It's Kowalski who will skate up the ice with it. One of the defensemen drops it in the zone. Chi High with the intercept. 6:35 left to go. Cards have it, and they clear it across the line. And the Sam Abear able to just get enough of the puck to get Hudson out of the zone. 6.25 left to go, third period. Chi High up 2-1. Hockey night here on WOGO. Tomorrow night's girls hockey, 6:40, our pregame show as CFM hosts Northland Pines. Here's Hebert, dances up the ice. Hebert looking off to his right for Evan Foyles and just didn't connect, and the Cards have to go back to neutral and get reorganized. Here's Drew Bovey. Bovey pressured, Rubbed on the wall. Still has it. And a shot goes in. All of cards have it. And it's Evan Foyles who found an opening and threaded the needle for a 3-1 lead. And Foyles with his second goal of the night. He is really enjoying that as he came off waving his stick. After that nice play by Foyles.
I'll tell you what, he's not the flashiest hockey player, but he's in the right place at the right time a lot.
Go where and the puck is going to be, right?
Yes,
isn't
exactly.
That what Gretzky used to say?
Yeah, and he can shoot. I really like the way he plays.
Evan Foyles. Second tally, that might be enough for Chi High. They lead it 3-1. Two-goal edge with 5:45 left to go in this one. Hudson's going to try to make a move here. And here it comes. Everett Hayter into the zone. Cards got to him. Hovey and Thorpe get assists. Foyles, his second tally of the night for Chi High. And that's four goals for him this season. And here come the Cards trying to add to it. Looking for some more insurance as Hudson knocks this one out of the zone. And it's going to be flagged down by Thorpe.
No.
Thorpe moves in and
no.
The Cards are offsides here with 5:14 left to go in the period.
That one was awfully close. But
well,
Thorpe had a full head of steam.
He did. Ooh,
that one
he had his eyes on that goaltender to seal the deal here. But just a player with a skate inside Hudson's D zone. 5:14 left to go, third period. Logo Radio's coverage of the Cards tonight. Nice to see the team for the first time this year. And a lot of Cards hockey for you for the 23-24 season, so stay tuned. You can check our sports schedule at logo.com. Here is Adderhold, defenseman for Hudson. Banks this one off the wall into the Card zone. Krista tracks it down. He was cuffed a little bit by the Raiders. Get some support right there, some puck support. Hand it off to Carter Bobey up the ice. Bobey moves in, paid the price for it on the far fence. Took a hit, and the Cards get a couple of players on it. And it comes right out front. Here's a shot taken by Jackson LeMay all by himself and couldn't find the opening. And that one's swallowed up by the goaltender. Pressure for Hudson. And it still is 3-1.
You got to give Pressure a lot of credit on that one. You know, he came out and challenged that.
Yep.
Just like he was.
He was all by himself.
I mean, yeah. That was a phenomenal play by
LeMay. Had a lot of time there to pick his spot. Face off in the Hudson zone. Chi High with 4:30 to go for their third win of the season. And Hudson's got it right now. In through center ice is Kowalski. Kowalski moves in. His shot ricocheted off a stick. And then he was bodied into the far wall with 4:13 left to go. It's loose in the Chi High zone. Tracked down by Thorpe. Thorpe runs away from the pressure. Plays it over for Ethan Foyles. Foyles to Andy Johnson. Johnson stops. Opens up some ice into the corner. Johnson, instead of going point, he tried to go low. We had a man down there, but couldn't quite get it to our player down deep in the Hudson zone, and this is going to float back for the Chi High into the ice, but here's a nice breakout pass for Hoym. Hoym, though, is covered by a couple of Hudson players and unable to work a play inside, but Chi High on the attack again. Here is Bobey that took the feed out of the corner and couldn't find the handle on that one. Loose out at neutral. Here is Carter Bobey. Carter banks this one off the wall, comes in out of the corner. Carter is going to take it himself, laid it down low, and intercepted by the Raiders. Down to 3:13 left to go in the ball game here. No cross ice for Mason Johnson, but his tank is empty, so he'll go to the bench. And in his place is Jackson LeMay. Cards clear it out of their own zone. Hudson was caught in deep, so it takes a while for them to get on play. We got a delayed call. And the Raiders player is all over our own player. And they got into quite a fray. And there is Hartwick.
They better boot him. They better boot him.
Hartwick,
they better boot him.
He was all over Jackson LeMay, and he was taunting him. And Hartwick has got words as he heads to the bench. And he's giving it to the crowd, too, as the crowd is on his case. And Hartwick going... Wow, I haven't seen that, especially out of a Hudson program. Usually they're so self-controlled.
Right, they're always so disciplined. Yep. You know, and the rest of the team.
He got the thumb right there. Yeah. He was heading to the.
I'm sure the coach was telling him to go back. I don't know if I saw the refs boot him, but he was going to go. But here's the deal: the rest of this Hudson team has been nothing but classy all night.
Yep.
I would say even the scrum right away in the game. I don't think he intended to do that.
No. So that boiled over. Hartwick is gone for Hudson.
I don't know what he did.
There was quite the interaction between the fans who were giving him the raspberries as he left. And oh, he's got his fourth penalty. Hartwick has got his fourth, so he is gone for the night. And a two-minute minor on Hartwick from Sportsmanlike here. And so Chi High will have a two-minute power play and put one in here, and we will have sealed the deal here.
Right. So now more than ever is to stay away from the extracurriculars.
Yes,
it's really
exactly.
A big deal.
You bet.
And
don't even it up on the ice here. Stay composed. 2:54 in the game clock. Chi High up by 2-3-1. And a power play right here. They work it back to the point. Got to be patient here. Chi High is. They work it side to side. And a thread of the needle, and Chi High still has it. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson into the right wing corner. And out to Thorpe in the high slot. Off to his left for Drew Bovey. Back to Thorpe. Back to Bovey. Drew spins around. Back to Thorpe. Let's see if he tees it up. No, he's covered. Now on the near side, they drop it down low, in on the goaltender, and he sprawled out. And now pressure the goaltender. Not liking Mason Johnson down on top of him. Johnson kind of fell over on the goaltender. And then the junior for them is pushing Johnson out. No calls on that. So they'll hit the reset right here with 2:23 left to go in the game clock.
Some great looks on this power play. Man, it would be really nice to get a power play goal just for the confidence.
We haven't had one all year,
right.
Even though we've had some really good chances.
Yeah. Like, there's another one. Like, that easily could have gone in.
Yep. All right. We'll break here as pressure gets his goalie equipment back on for the Raiders. And we're ready to go. Johnson for the Cards at the dot, and he works it off to his right, and Chi High controls here with the man advantage, and now they cough it up, and Hudson's got it. Here is Connor Hauser for them. Hauser moves in and then lost the rock, and it's Thorpe who goes down behind his goaltender, and it's loose. Hudson's got it right now. They are looking to get that second goal to get back in this game. Down to under 2 minutes to play, third period. Cards with the man advantage. Can't control yet. Now they come up with it. And here is Jackson Hoym over on the near wing for Evan Foyles. He's got a couple of goals. He'll drop it around the bend. And Johnson over to Hoym. And now into the ball game is Carter Bovey. Carter moves in. He's uncovered for a moment. Then he got covered as he made the shot. Ricocheted into the left wing corner. Loose and swept toward the goaltender. A scramble down low on the far post. Pressure jumps out on it and covers it up. And then some players start to mix it up in the paint. Jackson Hoym down there. It would be interesting to record the talk down in the paint here tonight.
Yeah.
You can see there's some bad blood going on.
Definitely.
Here.
Definitely. It seems like Hudson is... You know, just a little frustrated, I think. You know, they got outplayed tonight, and they are not used to that.
No.
And it's boiled over a little bit.
Yep.
I like the way that...
Timeout for Hudson right here.
They're going to try
Charlie Singerhaus is going to call the TO here.
So they're going to try to get the puck out of the zone, and I'm guessing they're going to try to pull the goalie, even though that they're...
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? What do you got to lose?
Yeah. Yep. So they're going to probably try to draw some type of play off the faceoff here.
Yeah, you don't get to keep your timeouts, right?
Right.
Timeout.
Yep. You just
so
get
you might
one.
As well use it, get organized here as time runs down. 82 seconds left to go in this one. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald athletes. Cards trying to win their third of the season. Minute 22 away from doing that. And, man, Coop, has been fun to see this team. I mean, they look like the kind of team that can go deep in the playoffs, maybe even make a run at state.
Absolutely. I mean, they've got, in my opinion, basically all the tools. No, I think if they just trust the coaches and buy into what they're telling them, they can go as far as they want.
Yeah. Well, we'll get Scott Parker's thoughts here in a little bit on our postgame show. Have our Holly Bobby Names You Know stats recap. Have a highlight or two for you as well. As Evan Foyles has had a big night. A couple of goals for him. The senior Mason Johnson with a goal in the second. Chi High, great penalty kill here tonight. Good looking power play, especially here in the third. Just nothing to show for it. And they still have 29 seconds to go on the man advantage right here. Drop pass for the Cards over to Swobes. He dumps it in. Chi High on the attack here with a minute 14 left to go. We'll see if when Hudson has the puck up the ice when they'll bring pressure to the bench. Here's Chi High. They've got it in the low slot. And this is Jackson Hoy. Hoy drops it in behind the goaltender. 5 seconds to go on the power play.
Hold on.
Now Hudson, Hank, dumps it back out to neutral ice, and that keeps pressure in as Chi High dumps it. Oh, no. Swobes threw it in. We had a man inside the zone, so it's going to come all the way back down. Now the goaltender is going to be removed.
See,
for Hudson, he'll go to the bench, and they'll add the attacker.
If you're Swobes right there, just hold on to the puck.
Right.
Skate back. Yeah,
all the
time.
Hudson moved the maneuver back from neutral ice back to your own zone.
But right, and just pass it around and eat the clock down. But now we got to make sure they don't score here.
51.9, they got the extra attacker. The net is empty at the other end. Chi High with a 3-1 lead, and here we go. Cross ice for the Raiders. Myers got it just inside the line, flagged it down, and this one hit off a helmet into the left wing corner with 37 seconds left to go. Back to Myers. He was harassed as he made the shot. Chi High rips it around the boards and up and out of play with 31.5 left on the game clock here. Shots 30-18 in favor of Chi High. You got to kill off a half a minute here, Coop.
Exactly, and you're going to see Coach Parker line one of the defensive men up in between the center and the goal. Actually, he's not doing it this time. Usually he does, but anyway, big plays here.
Card's going to have to give it up and block some shots here for sure. This one caroms off into the left wing corner. Hudson still controls. Back to Meyer. Had no room to shoot, so he dropped it down low. 17 seconds left to go. Back to the point. Here's Maurer. Over to Meyer. Maurer to Meyer, and Chi High dumps the puck, and that's going to be an icing call right there. And so it's going to come back to the Card zone with only 8.7 seconds left to go in the game clock.
So Parker's going to want the center to tie up here.
Right.
See if he can just basically eat that puck right at that faceoff dot for those whole 8 seconds. That or win it back to the corner and let the defenseman eat it.
Now here's Mason Johnson. He's got that assignment right now against Truman Zerse. And Hudson's got it here with a few seconds left to go. Quick shot, wrist shot with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will do it. Chi High beats Hudson. And the Cards players and fans celebrate here tonight. A 3-1 final for the Cards over the Raiders. Shots were 30-18 in favor of Chi High, and a very convincing win here tonight.
Yeah, they controlled the flow of that game. The ice was tilted in their direction the whole second and third period, I felt. And just a really, really good team win.
Yeah, and Hudson, you know, they're not used to losing very often, especially losing to Chi High. They've kind of owned us for a number of years. And they're a frustrated team, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could see it. I think the one player kind of ruined it for the whole team there at the end. But, you know, overall, I would say that they kept their composure for the most part. But, yeah, it was a good win by the Cards, and I'm very, very happy.
Me too.
Good.
Me too. We'll take it. We'll see if Scott Parker's happy. On the postgame show, we'll catch up with a veteran coach in just a little bit here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the Cards. 3-1 on the season, and their pattern, Coop, has been to outshoot every team. Tonight it was 30-18. In the previous games, River Falls 53-17. Even though they lost to Edgewood, we outshot them 39-23. And the win over Verona was 51-21. So the Cards, man, they are an offensive-minded team for sure.
Oh, they shoot the puck from everywhere. And it's really fun to watch. I think that they are loaded for bear on the front end of things.
Yep. And they got some defense to go with it.
Right.
Goaltending.
Absolutely.
Nick Marlowe got our first look at him, and he played well tonight.
Very well. And our defensemen are shooting the puck a lot as well. And they've been, at least tonight, really, really good at finding lanes to the net, which is super hard to do. So that was fun to see as well.
Absolutely. So Chi High with their fourth win of the year, beating Hudson by a 3-1 count again, shots 30-18. I kind of lost track of the power play chances.
Yeah.
We had so many penalties here tonight. I mean, just the work of the score keeper up here was phenomenal.
Oh yeah, they earned
the
paycheck.
Yeah, exactly, big paycheck here tonight, right? All right, so Chi High with a 3-1 lead. They run the gauntlet with the fans right now. The high fives from the fans. Marlowe leading the Cards and winning goaltender. He goes to 3-0 on the season. His goals against is 1 a game, and he kept that right there tonight. And Chi High with a happy locker room here this evening. So fun to see the team, and we'll get a chance to watch them again coming up here pretty shortly next week. We'll have a doubleheader for you on Friday and Saturday, and come up with the victory here tonight, 3-1. All right, we'll come back in a moment, catch up with Scott Parker on the postgame show, and have Holly Bobie's Names You Know stats recap as well. So stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Shy High with Fluid Hockey here tonight beats Hudson 3-1 and moves to 3-1 on the season. Hudson drops to 1-3 on the campaign. It's time for Holly Bovey's Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Hudson opened up the scoring in the first at 4:34 of the first period. It was Caden Hemphill, the senior forward, took a feed from Charlie Fitch, and they put one on the board to end up leading 1-0 after one. But Chi High poured it on in the second. They got a couple of goals tonight from Evan Foyles. He got his first at 11:09 of the second period. And the assist going to Drew Bovey. I'm sorry, at 2:07 of the second. Pardon me. First goal for Chi High by Foyles at 2:07 of the first. And the assist went to Brett Carlson. And this is how it sounded. Here is Hader. Drags it over the blue line. Cards, and they break it out. It's one-on-one. Here's Foyles. Foyles goes in! He scores! Evan Foyles beat the goaltender halfway up the cage, and the Cards have tied this one up.
What a shot by Foyles. He's been knocking on the doorstep night long, and just a beautiful shot.
But and I think, how about the assist?
Well, I think the best part is I'm pretty sure he wasn't trying to do that.
I thought for sure
I think he was trying to get a change. He had been on the ice for a long time. It looked like he just kind of threw the puck, and maybe he knew he was coming. I'd like to talk to him about
it. Well, we'll have to see if we can catch up to Evan Brett Carlson, who tossed it off the wall, long pass, and Coop thinks of just trying to get off the ice. I thought that he looked like he knew what he was doing. And he'll probably say, yeah, I knew what I was doing all the way. But a beautiful feed from Brett Carlson to Foyles, and it was all tied at one. And then in the second, Mason Johnson, the goal, the senior, got some help from Andrew Johnson, Andy Johnson, and Jackson Hoym at 6:48. And the Cards sealed the deal at 11:09 of the third. That goal by Foyles, the second of the night, the assist to Drew Bovey and Gus Thorpe. And that's how it wound up. Shots again, 30-18 in favor of the home team, and the final score 3-1. Let's go downstairs, get the thoughts of veteran head coach Scott Parker, and he is with our Cooper Fosvick.
Thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, production from a lot of different places tonight from the offense. How did that come about? What made that offense tick tonight?
Well, I think taking advantage of our opportunities. Their goalie made some great saves on us. So when we did, finally, you saw a tic-tac-toe on the second goal. We really had to bury the puck on him because he was making some great leg pads saves. And, you know, it was a choppy game for us. You know, we never could get rolling. You know, as soon as we get rolling, there'd be a penalty. And it just really didn't have a lot of hockey flow to it tonight, obviously. And you know, credit to our forwards, they, you know, we got shut out last Saturday, and this had the makings of something like that. And so we were really thankful that we could put the puck in the back of the net, and I think that was the key of the game tonight. Is just that third goal is almost a backbreaker for them.
And then obviously, you know, every BRC win is a big win. But this one's got to feel a little extra good. You know, Hudson is a heck of a team, and to beat them on your home ice has got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, they've had a great program for over the years, and always tough to play. And, you know, it was just surprisingly on both sides, not just Hudson. It was just kind of a chippy game, and I think they're not a good team when they're sitting in the box, and we're not a good team when we sit in the box either. So we're, you know, maybe we'll have a better flowing game in Hudson next time we see them. They're a good team. They're going to win some games, and they're well coached. I hope we build off this and we move forward. I think that's, you know, it's an emotional win. And now we got, you know, kind of bring it down to ground zero, go back to work tomorrow, and get ready for Rice Lake.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
All right. Thank you, young man.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Scott Parker downstairs picks up win number 439 in his illustrious career. 37 years behind the bench for Chi High, and man, what a great win it is for the program for the season. So the Cards at 3-1 on the year, and move on to play Rice Lake on Tuesday. We won't have that game, but we will have a doubleheader for you on Friday. We have Fond du Lac coming in here. We're on the air at about 6:40 pregame show for that Fondy game, and I'll check that. Might be a little later than that, but. I believe it looks like a 7:30 start puck drop, but I've got 6:40 for our. We'll check that and have the correction if we need to at wogo.com. And then on Saturday afternoon, a noon start puck drop with U School coming in here from Milwaukee on the 9th. The sports schedule tomorrow night, we have CFM girls hockey back here at the arena as they will host Northland Pines, 6:40 pregame show, and then a doubleheader. Hoops doubleheader on Saturday. Got Chi High boys basketball 2:40 in the afternoon. Mark Halverson with the call as they host Medford. And then that evening, it's the Max girls at Colfax, 6:40 for the pregame show with Caleb Swenson. So final thoughts, Coop, as you make your way back up here to the booth. It sounds like Coach Parker was very pleased with what he saw here tonight. Not satisfied. I mean, they got to continue to grow as a team. But, man, I like what I saw here.
For a team to come out this early in the year and put a full game together is really hard to do. I mean, you got to keep in mind, they're kids at the end of the day, right? These are not professional hockey players, but they played very, very well tonight, and they should be very proud of themselves. They should celebrate tonight, but then back to work.
Okay, and we're back to work tomorrow for CFM girls hockey, and I'll see you next week, Friday and Saturday.
Actually, you got Hoople next week.
Oh, yeah, okay, yep, that's Hoople right, you're week. Gone.
Yep.
Okay,
but,
so Chase will be with me, and it'll be fun to have him back up at the booth, and then we'll see you after you're done.
Yeah, I'm going to miss 3 games, and then I'll be back the rest of the year. So.
Okay, super. All right, for our crew here, Cooper Fosvick, I'm Craig Stewart, Super Sam Aberle's been back at our Wogo studios. Great job for him. And we will talk with you tomorrow night for girls hockey, CFM against Northland Pines. 6:40 is when we're on the air for the pregame show. Final score again, Hudson and Chi High. The Cards come out on top here tonight, 3-1 in a BRC battle. For our crew here at the arena and Super Sam Aberle, thank you for joining us. Have a great night from all of us at Wogo Radio.
WOGO's coverage of Chi High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Alley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress. WOGO.